Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. We want to talk a little bit about federal stimulus money and what kind of impact it's had on outstate rural Minnesota. And actually, in many respects, it's had quite a bit of impact.
Yeah, this has been going for several months now, and now the Minnesota Office of Management and Budget has just released a report showing some of the impact on various areas around the state of projects that have been going on. And it was showing that there has been some impact, that it's working.
And, you know, it probably shouldn't come as a huge surprise. Most folks in outstate Minnesota are going to see projects going on, whether they're road construction projects or other kinds of projects that are directly related to the federal stimulus money. And this puts people to work. It puts people in construction to work. And oddly enough, I was reading recently that it kept a lot of teachers' jobs.
Yeah, apparently a considerable amount of money actually went to education departments around the country to help school districts hang on to teachers.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you look at the relative success or failure, at least at the moment, I guess the success is that a number of people stayed working. But in the long term, the economy itself needs to turn the corner. And we've seen some signs of that.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a pretty tried and true prime the pump system that they used back in the Depression. And there's still argument about whether that worked or whether it was something else. But, you know, there's kind of no denying the fact that when the economy stops dead like it did, you know, at the beginning of this year, especially when you look at something like construction, which really completely stopped dead. And now you look around the state and you can hardly drive anywhere without running into a detour and a field of orange signs. And, you know, all of these workers out there that are working on these construction projects, they're not state employees. A lot of people think that these road construction projects are MnDOT people standing around with shovels and everything. These are actually companies that the state is contracted with. So this is money going directly to private companies, going directly to workers who will then have money to go out and buy things.
The other thing that, you know, we can quickly kind of talk about is, you know, we heard a lot about cash for clunkers in terms of automobiles, and that ended. But then right on the heels of that was the cash for clunkers in terms of home appliances.
Home appliances.
And then there's also the cash that you can get for doing home improvements that really make your home more energy efficient.
Yeah, now that the first-time home buyer money is going to be ending at the end of November, people who have their homes now really need to be looking into this money for upgrading your energy efficiency, things like new windows and insulation and all sorts of stuff that would really be pretty expensive to try and just go out and do. And this government's going to be giving rebates for that, and it's a lot.
So the economic stimulus plan having an effect in outstate Minnesota in a number of different ways. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.